Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. The proposed new congressional district map for Massachusetts creates a ninth district encompassing Cape Cod and the islands, New Bedford and Plymouth. And Congressman Bill Keating has announced that he'll move to his summer home in Bourne to run in that district, as opposed to facing off against fellow incumbent Steve Lynch in the new 8th District, which includes Keating's current hometown of Quincy. For more on Keating's move and the chances in the newly drawn district, we're joined now by George Brennan, a reporter for the Cape Cod Times who covered Keating's first race for Congress. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon.
Keating isn't required by law to live in the district that he represents, but the move is not surprising. He's already moved from the first time around from Sharon to Quincy. So how is this move now from Quincy to his summer home in Bourne going to help him down on the Cape?
Well, I think, obviously the voters want someone in their congressional district who lives there. They want to be represented by someone who lives there, and Bill Keating knows that. He's been around long enough. And that's why he moved from Sharon into Quincy the last time around, and that's why he's moving into his second home in order to run in the ninth.
What sort of challenges will he be facing in this new district?
Well, if you just look at it, there's 10 new cities and towns where he's going to have to gain name recognition. New Bedford is the biggest city, and places like Middleborough, Rochester, Mattapoisett, Westport, those are places he's not represented in any of his previous political offices. You know, he has been a state rep and a state senator, but that was up in Norfolk County, and now he's delving into Bristol County.
That district, before when it was the Cape going all the way up to Quincy, and Plymouth were the big population centers. Now that population center's moved to New Bedford. Does the Cape sometimes feel sort of left out of this?
I don't think so. I mean, we were represented by William Delahunt for many years. He made it a point to have an office in Hyannis. He had a huge presence on Cape Cod. Before that, it was Gary Studs, and, he had a tremendous amount of clout on Cape Cod, and specifically with coastal issues.
Now, the Cape has been known as a conservative-leading region, although the Lower Cape has become more liberal in recent years. Keating now is not going to have that Democratic stronghold of Quincy, his hometown, to help bolster him. Is that going to be a big problem?
Well, I'm hearing from Republicans today that they really feel as though this is another opportunity for them. They felt a huge opportunity the last time around where it was an open seat, and they're kind of referring to it as a half-open seat this time with these 10 new towns that have been added, especially since Jeff Perry did so well in the last election, even though he definitely had some political baggage in the end. They feel that another Republican candidate can put a strong showing against Keating.
Who are some potential Republican candidates that might challenge him?
Well, some names have been thrown about today. Thomas Hodgson, who's a sheriff out in Bristol County, he's a Republican, and he wins in places like New Bedford. There's this longtime state rep in Plymouth, Vinny DiMacedo. Plymouth is one of the bigger towns in the district. It's really a city, and Vinny DiMacedo has done very well there for 12 years. He unseated a Democratic incumbent to be elected to office. So people see him as a viable candidate.
Now, how about on the Democratic side? Do you see anybody launching a primary challenge against Bill Keating?
Hearing from my colleagues that Scott Lang, who's New Bedford mayor right now, is a possible candidate. His term in office as mayor is up because of term limits. And so that's a possibility. I mean, that's a tougher road to hoe for any candidate because Bill Keating is an incumbent Democrat. Even though this is a newly carved district, I mean, he has won in the majority of the district, and his name recognition on the South Shore and Cape Cod would be difficult for anybody in Bristol County to match.
An interesting political year ahead. George Brennan, reporter for the Cape Cod Times, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.